This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The University of Colorado Boulder will pay hundreds of female faculty members back pay. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports that the total agreement is about $4.5 million.
After Colorado passed an equal pay for equal work law, CU Boulder conducted an equity review in 2021. That led to the university adjusting women's salaries to be in line with their male counterparts. But it didn't give back pay. The new settlement means 386 female faculty members will get that back pay, attorney Madeline Collison.
I really hope that all the other universities follow suit and do these pay equity analyses.
CU Boulder said it's committed to fair and equitable pay. It will also conduct regular transparent reviews every 3 years. A state judge has to approve the agreement. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver's mayor says the city will work to protect new migrants from threats of a mass deportation. Mike Johnston adds that the city's work authorization and asylum-seeking programs show that they want to contribute to the economy.
We have three times more employers lined up to hire them than we have migrants ready to enter jobs. So we know there's major staffing shortages around the city. There are jobs to fill, and they want to fill them, and they want to work legally and pay taxes.
Johnston also says it's a myth that there is higher crime among the migrant community. He says the city is waiting to see how a threatened mass deportation would be implemented by the Trump administration and who it would specifically target. A state legislative race in Colorado Springs is heading for a mandatory recount. The race for House District 16 is separated by just 7 votes. Final unofficial results from El Paso County show Republican candidate Rebecca Kelty just ahead of incumbent Democrat Stephanie Vigil. That's a margin of 0.02% and within the state's requirement for a recount. That will happen the first week of December, overseen by representatives from both major political parties. The Denver Broncos notched a blowout win yesterday in front of their home crowd. They beat Atlanta 38-6. Rookie quarterback Bo Nix had an impressive game, throwing 4 touchdowns. This is CPR News.